There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The hour. Right. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn lurking about somewhere. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The leaders of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Milwaukee say they have reached a $21 million settlement with 200. Let me see if I can get the right number here. How many? There were 330 people. Sorry, I thought it was 200 and something. That makes it even more outrageous when you get the number of victims of sexual abuse by clergy members in that archdiocese alone. Can you imagine? 330 people are going to share $21 million in an abuse settlement that was agreed to this week in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. They've been entanglement. Well, this is...
It's not a lot of money for them, though.
Well, it caused... Here's the thing. In the discussion of the Pope, we're all eager to know more about how this Pope thinks. We like his attitude. We like what he's all about. One of the things that he's said... Whether he's done something about it or not remains to be seen, but he said he wants to put an end to all of the secrecy, all the charges, all of the reality that has harmed so many thousands of young men and to a point young women who have been abused by members of the clergy in the Catholic Church. So here, this is something that started way before he took over, so he's not responsible for this. But the thinking, and I can come up with at least four churches within my immediate vicinity, the most notable church, St. James Church, Catholic Church in Wellesley on Route 9, Wellesley Hills, Massachusetts, where the parishioners were told in 2006 or something, after the first scandal, that they were going to have to close the church. There wasn't enough money, there weren't enough people going to it, and so they had sit-ins in the church for 6.5 years. There was never a moment when there wasn't somebody in the church to keep them from shutting it down. Finally, they shut it down, and it looks like you wouldn't believe how the grounds, I mean, this is on a major thoroughfare, weeds everywhere, windows broken on the church. They just left it. They didn't sell it. They just let it sit there. And the reason they haven't sold it is because a local car dealer who was going to buy it didn't. I don't know what happened to it. But the point is that there is all this money that has become due, and they're shutting down services. There was a retirement home for old priests and brothers that were in the faith. They closed that down, and they all went someplace. They all were broken. There were, I think, 24, 25 people. They were all friends. They all worked together for 50, 60, 70 years, some of them. And they shut their house down, and they moved them all to different places. They separated the friends, and most all of them died within 4 to 5 months of their being moved out of this home. That's the kind of thinking that goes on there, or had gone on prior to this Pope. Now, whether they're going to fix that or not, you know, the Catholic Church is sitting literally on top of billions and billions and billions of dollars in jewelry, in artifacts, in things that are buried in the basement vaults of the Vatican. And the hypocrisy here is so beyond belief that each one of these dioceses, they were told they have to figure out how to get out of their problem themselves. No help from Rome, no help from anybody. If your diocese had 21 pedophile priests and you were sued and the settlement is $330 million, then you got to come up with that out of your own diocese. We're done. We're washing our hands of it. Now, they'll take some of the pedophile priests and cardinals who supported them. They move them back to the Vatican so they can't be grabbed by the local law enforcement people. But to help the parishioners who are responsible for keeping the church alive, nope, they don't do that. So I just thought this was another example of what has happened there, and the church fought it. They spent $5 million to fight these charges and the reward in court. And as a result of that, the judge gave another $5 million in the settlement to the parishioners because the church had been so outrageous. I guess I do understand the arrogance of power and these people who really have bought into that they're the only one religion and, you know, we can do anything we want to with you. San Diego had the same problem. $200 million for 144 people a few years ago. Wilmington, Delaware, there were about 100 people, got 146 people, $77 million in settlements. So it remains to be seen what the new Pope is all about when it comes to this sort of thing. But those of you who are Catholic, Jennifer and Roberta, I guess, even though Roberta's not much of a practicing Catholic, you have
I
that.
I practice history. Not at being Catholic.
Yeah, okay. Well, but Jennifer is serious about religion, and she is deeply hurt by these sorts of things, as well she ought to be. And one wonders why the membership of the church, Jennifer, doesn't just get up and say, okay,
they have.
Maybe that's why this change in the new Pope.
They have. I mean, you go to church on not Christmas or Easter, and already the church was having trouble holding on to people, especially, you know, people like me, especially, who went to Catholic school for 12 years, and then when they had the opportunity not to go to church because they were able to control that themselves, they disappear and then they don't come back until they have kids of their own, and that group is still missing.
Them to the same punishment.
Well, you know, to be honest, I would send my kids to Catholic school. If I am lucky enough to have them, I would probably try. If it was affordable to me, I would try to send my kids to Catholic school because I loved the experience that I had for many reasons aside from, obviously, this nasty one. But we had a scandal at our church, and it was so sad for many reasons. One, because there were real victims, and then there were also a lot of, oh, it happened to me too kind of people. And it did do a lot of damage. People didn't know who was telling the truth. They moved the priest. They didn't actually do anything to him. They just moved him to another parish. I mean, the way the church handled it really let it spin out of control.
And that's really what's going on, or has gone on. I bring it up because I want to sort of watch it and see what the new Pope is doing about these things. He's talked a lot about it. I believe he's sincere about it. At least it seems that way. So let's see what happens. In a moment, Netflix is on the move to keep the other subscription services from gaining foothold. I've just become aware, because now I have a television set that has all these things on them, of how many of these services there are. I thought it was just Netflix. Man, there's a ton of these. So how does Netflix plan to hold on to their workers so that they can better produce things that will keep you focused on Netflix? That story in a moment here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Banjo.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Musicians, for 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $129, or select clip-on guitar tuners, buy one, get one free. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $699 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
Doug's Good Day program, 17 after the hour. Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Richie, and I focused on how to make your business better, or how to keep people that are key to your operations. And Netflix has done something that many people are going to complain about who are competitors. Many people are going to see this as enlightened. Some people are going to say, it's nonsense. What are we doing here? So explain what Netflix says they're going to do with their employees, Roberta, will you?
Well, if you want to get an entire year off with pay, how's that sound? Get a whole year off with pay. You can return part-time if you want to. You can return full-time if you want to during that year. And if you need to leave again, you can leave again. Well, just go to work for Netflix and have a baby.
Having my baby.
Have a baby. They've updated their parental leave policy. Gives unlimited leave to both mothers and fathers. Now, Netflix already had an unlimited time off policy, but now they're extending it also to the dad. So let's say the dad works for Netflix, the mom has a baby. Well, now the dad can take almost an entire year off if he wants to. And some of the other, I'm going to go work for Netflix.
And they pay you?
And they pay you unlimited time off.
Where you can afford to have enough people around to cover.
Yep.
How many people, you know, work for Netflix, and how many people at any given time are taken off, and then you have enough to cover? I tell you what, as
I couldn't run my business.
Guy who
like
runs
that.
A business, yeah, with what, we have 25, 30 people.
It's ridiculous.
I couldn't do it.
No.
It's birth or adoption, by the way.
Come on.
Rich, it's birth or adoption. Plus, get this, the employees get free meals, massages, and laundry service.
Well, that's what Bloomberg, by the way. The people who work for Bloomberg get the same thing.
Oh, yeah, they get free meals. Yep, I remember I worked for Bloomberg for a while, and they have the meal kiosks. You never have to leave. You just go there and, you know, take whatever you want.
What'd you say, Jen?
It's just lame. Why do people even have a job? It's just so lame. Yeah. As someone who runs a business,
when do we actually work?
You want to work. You want to walk to work every day uphill in the snowstorm, both ways.
At some point, you got to be contributing the amount of time that. Never mind anything
fire
else.
Anybody that took a year off.
How
me
much?
Too.
How? What do you need them for? And that's
damaging.
You have
they're
to
not
replace
even there.
Them.
Yeah,
but I want to know.
Here, I don't need you at all.
Whether Richie, you, or Jennifer, you have timed any people, or if there's the mechanism to do it, how much time do people spend at work on their iPhone or their smartphone doing things that have nothing to do with what you're paying them for?
I'm going to say half the day.
It is ridiculous.
Dude, I go crazy if I'm gone for 2 weeks.
I know.
No, I'm talking about people who every day, Richie, are using
really
their smartphones.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Are they looking at their email?
Are
they looking at their texting? They're on their phone?
Weeks? At what point do you start to go, I guess they don't really need me?
Yeah.
Right.
What do you mean? The employee?
Yeah.
You'd like to think that if that's
how
the way.
How worthless would you feel if you
really, if you're really interested in your job and your own well-being? 21 after on Good Day.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Normally, we focus on just the songs that make it to number one, unless we're going through a list of the top five songs. Every hour, at this point in the hour, we have some musical focus here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Facinelli, exploring our musical tastes with a song that actually was number two during this week in 1982. John Cougar and Hurt So Good. Crank it up, Richie.
Into almost
oblivion.
His voice is just shot. His son had a Facebook campaign a few years ago.
Did he?
To try his dad told him, he said, if I get a million people to sign up for a Facebook page to get you to quit smoking, will you do it? And he couldn't get to the million. So
that's too bad. Yeah. What a dummy. What is he doing to his family and to his own life?
What a great...
He's got a great pop sound. All right, next up, Andy Lennox, right? The Eurythmics. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Number two during this week in 1983. This is very good pop stuff. Who's looking for what here? Some of them want to use you, Richie. Some of them want to use by you.
They all want to use
you. Really?
Yeah, look at Jennifer.
Yeah, I know.
Chuck's name in the trash.
I do. I use you in a
beauty
room, but you like it.
Ooh. Roberta's not into this, so let's keep moving. I don't know if she'll be into this or not. Let's move to 1985. Number two song this week.
I loved this song as a kid. Leave Him Alone. Paul Young.
Every time. I quite like this song. Richie, crank it up a little bit.
I know. I used to love this as a kid.
You know, I don't see a song on here that Roberta would like.
Right.
This
week, Madonna?
Non-Roberta week. Music.
Let's go to 1986, Richie. Madonna's Papa Don't Preach, number two this week, 1986. What do you think?
I always liked dancing to Madonna when I was into the clubs. But she was like, nuts about this song. Yeah.
But Roberta's like me. We like old school early rock.
Yeah.
Remember this movie?
Yes, desperately.
With the big lion and tiger?
Yeah.
These little cousins?
Hey. Doug, I don't remember this next one.
Another Madonna song? Number two, this week, 1987.
Oh, good to tell. This is a great song.
Who's that girl?
No, I skipped.
I remember
skipped
this one. Yeah.
Is this Breathe?
Yes.
Number 2 and 88? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do actually.
All right, and in honor of his losing his daughter, I will not say anything bad about Bobby Brown.
Now, this is good. Crank this up, Richie. Come on.
Did he come from? It wasn't
New Edition.
New Edition.
This is like from Ghostbusters, I think, or something, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. All right, let's end it strong, Dudley.
Ending it strong, isn't it?
Billy Idol. Number two this week in 1990, Cradle of Love. 28 after on Good Day.
The farm of the future is just one of the concepts bouncing around inside the head of Brian David Johnson. And you'll meet him today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Brian David Johnson, futurist for Intel Corporation, sci-fi geek, contributor of stories for Successful Farming, and a speaker this summer at SF's Tools of the Future event in Ankeny, Iowa. Johnson imagines farms someday will be an integration of technologies.
So start to think of your farm as like a smartphone, where you get all the different information that you need driven from different places, just like your GPS comes from one place and your cell service comes from another place and your apps come from a different place, but they all come together in one place to actually help you be a better farmer.
Johnson says the value is not in the gathering of data, but rather in what you do with those data.
If we think, how do we take all of that intelligence, all this amazing future, and how do we use it to make people healthier, happier? How do we make farms more productive and safer? And to me, that's where the promise is to take the pragmatism of agriculture and farming and bring it together with the wild and amazing promise of technology.
Johnson says engineers turn concepts into something useful, and so do farmers. He calls them pragmatic geeks. For the Successful Farming...
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Station courtesy of Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. He's now circling the track, as it were. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer and Richie. Let's try to figure out what the Russians are up to, although it seems rather blatant to me when you look at they're very simple and very direct. You kind of know where they're coming from all the time. The United Nations is trying to figure out what the Russians have for ample scientific data. Russia says that the 500,000 square miles in the Arctic that no one owns now are theirs. Putin says, that's mine. The reason they're interested in all of this, it holds a lot of the unused oil and gas reserves in the world. And was it yesterday, the day before? I don't remember. Not important. The number of times that I have focused on oil and gas and the abundance that we still have of this. And I think when the week started, the president was trying to convince everybody that we needed to do things to cut back on oil and gas usage, anything that's fossil fuel related, and move in the other direction. Well, we've been trying to move in the other direction. And there have been a lot of obstacles, especially to wind power, not so much solar power, although because there are more and more of these things showing up in the landscape and people think they're ugly. There are a lot of people who are saying to local communities, no, not so fast with the solar power if you're going to put it on the land. Put on a building.
Hillary Clinton wins solar power for everybody, though.
Yeah, really?
She's giving that out, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Who's going to pay for that?
Bo, you.
Not me.
Me. But you'll get solar power, so hey.
Really? You sure?
Solar panels, yeah, she's giving them out and she wins. Obama gave out cell phones. Solar panels.
And new cars.
Oh. Really? New cars.
Roberto, did you get your cell phone?
Free gift for perfect.
You voted for him.
Yeah. All right, by the way, speaking of new cars, more Americans are buying cars that say look at me, I have money, I want to drive a big car, I want to drive a fancy car. In the month of July, the three most sold cars in America were expensive, top-of-the-line Acuras, top-of-the-line Audis, top-of-the-line Lincolns.
Good.
Those are
That's
the three
be doing.
Biggest selling cars during the month of July. And
it surprises me. They're having a resurgence.
Yeah, they are.
They're cool. Cool cars.
Most of the resurgence is built around cars that are comfortable, that people are not afraid to drive because the cost of gasoline is going down once again. But I am really, I mean, these cars have never really been in the top of mind. But improvement by 6-7% in the amount of sales for this past July versus July a year ago, and most of them, or many of them certainly, were the big, more expensive cars that are so-called gas guzzlers. I drive a car that is considered a gas guzzler. I drive it because, A, I like it, B, it's comfortable, C, it offers me because it's larger, I can see more of what's going on around me, therefore be smarter as a driver, and I think it offers me a certain amount of protection, although I don't know how well they're built anymore as compared to what they used to be. Like, they used to have real heavy bumpers on them, and if something happened to the bumper, you knew there was nothing going on. Last week I was driving, I had my pickup truck was in the shop or something, it was a problem with it, so I was driving my Rover in and out of the fields where I was mowing hay, and we were working the hay. And so one night I came out of a field, it was almost dark, and a guy came down the road and he almost clipped me. And in order to avoid him, I ended up in a ditch. And in the ditch was a stump. And when I drove away from the stump, I left the bumper with the stump.
Well, no cussing at all, right?
I was very angry.
Of course, you should have been.
Yeah. Well, but when I was the story wasn't so much the guy who ran me into the hole, but how easily this piece of plastic, because that's all it is. There is absolutely. Remember the bumpers we used to have on cars that actually did something? I put big, heavy bumpers on all my trucks to eliminate the problem of running into trees, rocks, whatever it is that we do when we go into the fields. But these cars, it's all flash and splash. It's all for looks. There is absolutely no protection, no strength. When that bumper got ripped off and I looked underneath to see what the superstructure was like, Richie, I couldn't believe how flimsy the steel that comes to the back of it and holds the bumper, if you will, in place.
They have an infrastructure, but it's all wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the whole car now. Meredith had a...
I mean, cars are safer nowadays than they used to be.
Well, they are because of the internal guts of it. You wear seat belts and you have these airbags and that sort of thing.
Right.
But they aren't built better. They aren't stronger. They aren't tougher. They don't have real metal in them. I had... Meredith had
not
a
in the
sticker
body.
She wanted me to put on the car. I couldn't find a place to put it because there's no metal. It's all plastic or titanium. Yeah,
a lot of these moms and dads driving around with it, like on their gas cap, because that's the only piece of metal in their car.
Yeah, that's the only place you can put it. Yeah, right.
So I'm the proud mom of it. It's like put on their gas cap.
Right. Well, the reason for this, according to the major automakers, is that they sold 17 million cars. This is the first year 17 million cars have been sold.
That's amazing.
Since before 2008. Now, the SUV sales are great. And the price of a barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude is half of what it was a year ago. The price yesterday was under $46 a barrel. So the price of gasoline is finally going down at the pump. When I say finally, remember when Newt Gingrich said all the gasoline should be $2.50 or under? No matter what it costs them to buy it, because of the way they produce it, the way they ship it around now, the number of gallons of gasoline being sold is directly related to what it costs. So in California, where the prices are ridiculous now. I mean, just plain outrageous. Staying over four, it's almost twice as much to buy a gallon of gasoline in California as it is to go into some of the southern states. Where I am, it's down to, $2.43 I saw yesterday. Richie, what did you see? What are you paying for gas there?
$2.54
okay. All right. But it'll be down to,
just
remember,
outside of DC.
The predictions were that gasoline would be at or under $2 after Labor Day. I see it heading in that direction.
Not
in California.
No.
What are you paying for gas, Roberta, in New York?
California, I was just out in California, and I could not figure out how gas could be anywhere from $3.69 a gallon to $5.04 a gallon.
Ask Jennifer, she'll tell you.
Within a 5 or 10 mile range.
Because people are crazy.
It was nuts.
Well, it's nuts.
First, I'd like to know where you found $3.99 gas, because I haven't been able to find that.
I
it's
found
somewhere around $4.69.
No, I found $3.69 gas. Go to Gas Buddy and it'll tell you where to find it. It's actually right by the airport. I think it was like $3.79 for gas. It wasn't bad at all. But Beverly Hills, it was $5.04 at a mobile station.
Yep.
I was like, seriously, guys?
And that's the only gas station in Beverly Hills, that's why. That's the only gas station in Beverly Hills. It is.
It was crazy.
The one that comes toward Wilshire down...
the one near Wilshire,
Right. Happened. Yeah. That's the only gas station. Find a gas station somewhere else.
I could not understand it. In New Orleans, we're paying $2.29.
Should be cheap there, because you got all the means of production there. Shipping is easy.
And then, you know, you shop at Winn-Dixie and you get gas points. Sometimes I pay under $1 a gallon for gas.
But it's just, it is amazing how we are being duped, though, still by these people. And under the circumstances, when the cost of gasoline is low, home heating oil is low, all the other things, natural gas is low. So the president is sort of whistling in the dark because nobody's going to pay any attention to this. We think in short terms and short bursts. We think now, okay, today this is what the price is, so I'm buying a car for today. Tomorrow the price goes up again, that car becomes worthless, you trade it in for a little four-passenger putt-putt. That's the way that it is. But I'll tell you something, the automobile business in this country is hot.
I don't get it, man. We started looking at cars the other day. My wife drives a 2011 Ford Explorer.
Yeah.
All the bells and whistles and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, what are we going to replace it with? Because it's starting to get up there in miles. The price of cars is crazy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I can give $40,000 and $50,000 to buy a well-equipped SUV.
Yeah. That's what it is. Those Explorers are $45,000, $46,000, $48,000
I grew up in the car business. I cannot make myself spend that kind of money on four wheels. Can't do it.
Well, that's why I always buy used cars, Richie, because
I
want to buy a car that costs maybe $60,000, $70,000 when it was new, but it's off that mark by $30,000 by the time it's been driven a couple of years. Excuse me. So, but it's really very difficult circumstance to justify all this stuff. And the insurance rates, that you never look at when you buy the car. Wait till you get the insurance bill. I got the insurance bill for my new car. And in Massachusetts, they value the insurance premium on what the car costs new. Never mind what it's worth. It's what it costs new. And that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I mean, dude, I'm buying... $20,000 for a car for me is ridiculous. And you can't buy anything.
$20,000? That's nothing.
That's nothing.
$20,000? Oh, my goodness.
That's like a wheel.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep. 44 after the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Saying hi to Linda Thurman, who was very, very, very nice in her comments. She actually posted about Charlotte because she remembered something and saw something online. So, Linda, thank you very much for bringing that around into the focus. And speaking of focus, I want to... We must. I have to. We've got to. There's no way around it.
Got to
get to something that's near and dear to me. And I'll tell you about it in a moment. Stand by. This is Doug's Good Day.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
So, want to join our rewards program?
Bobby!
How about a
rewards program you'll actually use every day. Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with TV host and travel expert Ted Allen. Many people think a dream vacation is something you have to save up for over the years. And a surprising 56% of Americans are not using a rewards credit card to offset travel costs. Here are more tips to get your dream vacation off the ground from TV host and travel expert Ted Allen.
Dream vacations don't have to be something you just imagine. With some savvy planning and budgeting, dream vacations, both large and small, can become a reality. When planning my vacations, I make sure to offset costs by using my travel rewards points. My Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card lets me earn unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend on all purchases, everywhere, every time. Then, when I'm ready to redeem, I have the flexibility to use my points for more than just flights. And here's a tip. Throughout the year, try saving up points to help pay for season passes for an amusement park or a city bus tour for the whole family.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so this is a good day, 48 minutes after the hour. Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and I, you know how passionate I am about GMO foods, about farming, about the American farmer, about what he or she faces, the problems of dealing with huge government and huge agribusinesses. And one of the things that I find most frustrating is the way the system works. And you've heard me talk about it, maybe not in specific terms, but you've heard me talk in general terms about how the door folds open and shut on not just in the FDA or not just in the government itself. Business people go into government so they can shape policy, then they leave so that their companies benefit from their having shaped policy. There's probably no better example of that than a fellow named Michael Taylor, who is the deputy commissioner now in charge of rules and process for the Food and Drug Administration. His job is to protect you from companies like Monsanto. Mm-hmm. The only problem with Mr. Taylor is before he was the deputy commissioner at the FDA, he was the second vice president in charge of public relations, media information, and a new product for Monsanto. So how does the guy who is a former vice president for Monsanto, who poisons basically everything that we consume, go over to the FDA that's supposed to protect you from people like Monsanto? How does that happen? How does that work? How do we don't know it because we don't pay attention to it because the government is too big. All right, you want to know something else?
Yes.
There are many people like Jennifer who revere Clarence Thomas. I've always thought...
Excuse me.
Clarence Thomas.
I don't know if I revere him. Well, that's a strong word.
You think that he has done a good job as Supreme Court Justice. Probably you agree with a lot of his policies. No. Okay.
Yes, I would.
Did you know that he represented as the chief lawyer for Monsanto for 14 years? He was his firm, and then for 14 years he was at this firm. 4 years he was the chief lawyer for Monsanto. And as a Supreme Court Justice, he's ruled in favor of Monsanto every single time an issue has come up involving them. Is this right? Is this the way you want your government to be run? Is this America in 2015? And there are examples on top of examples on top of examples of this sort of collusion, this kind of crap going on as we try to, the people who are into modern farming. I have a radio program called The American Family Farmer. It's supposed to extol the value and virtue of people who are making family farms live and survive. But we're always fighting with the Monsantos of the world, and you got, when the cases go to court, you got people like Clarence Thomas, who used to work for Monsanto, making the decisions. It's just wrong. But something you should know about as you figure out who you're going to vote for and support as we get into that season. You're 51 after on Good Day.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Howdy do. Greg Stebbin is in charge of all things technical, information-wise, here on Good Day. He's the info king at Men's Health Magazine when it comes to technology. And he would like to have us discuss a number of things. And usually he's pretty good at suggesting things that I ignore. And let's see how good a job I can do at ignoring what he wants us to talk about today.
Brilliantly done, Doug. Brilliantly done.
In just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices. Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi. It's time now for us to dig around, not only in Greg Stebbins' world, but in the world of Doug Steffen, where we have today several references to the Lexus hoverboard, which apparently is real. If you check out our video of the day today, Greg, the folks at Lexus have put together this this hoverboard. This is real.
They've invented real.
A hoverboard. You can check out the video to see people taking it into a specially made skate park for a test run, but it's not likely that there will be a lot of these built. What's the technology that allows this to work? I'd ask either you or Kenny what this is all about, because what kind of power is it using? Is this something out of a movie, a back lot at Paramount? What?
Magnets.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah. Like the train in Japan.
Yeah.
No. I get it.
Yeah. Yes. So kids out there, if you take a magnet and scrape a paperclip on it, and you discover that it becomes a magnet too, you're well on your way to making your own hoverboard. And if you make one successfully, you could go sell it on Kickstarter. It's probably worth something.
There you go. All right. Check all that out.
It is real, though. I mean, the video you have on the website, I was watching it before we went on the air. It's really cool. I definitely want to go to Barcelona and play with this thing.
All right. Let's talk about technology that helps you live a better life. I happen to...
That would be all technology, Doug.
Well, how about that? I was looking for... There are two things Apple here. Apple stock has gone down about 3%, I think. So that means they've lost about $113 billion in value this year. I don't think it was going to have to have a whole day benefit for them. But it brings me around to thinking. I bought one of these Apple watches.
Did you really?
Yes. Not for me.
Okay. But thank you for clarifying.
But we plugged it in last night, started to charge it. I'm looking at this thing, and I'm trying to figure out all of the things. It was originally supposed to be for fitness, because my pal is very big into fitness, and this will help a lot.
Does your pal have an iPhone?
Yes, yeah, okay, the iPhone, good. iPad, okay. Mac,
he's all Apple
laptop, yeah,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, but wondering out loud about the fitness trackers themselves, because you're at Men's Health.
Yes.
Let's put the two of them together and see whether or not these things really stand up to scrutiny. Do they really work?
They do work. And I mean, first of all, there's a lot of them. So I actually have three of them on my wrist right now.
Really?
Now, I don't normally wear three, but I wanted to be able to say that while I was on the
air. That's good. It's convincing.
And I have been wearing a Fitbit Surge, which is the high-end Fitbit, for the last few weeks. And I have to tell you, since I put this thing on, I have run more than I've run in the last 10 years.
Really?
Because I stopped running 10 years ago.
You're competing with yourself.
I'm competing with myself and others. And it's just, first of all, it's just not just a daily reminder, but a moment-by-moment reminder that I've made a commitment to myself. So I've not only run more, but I've exercised more in general, because having the geeky numbers has made exercise more fun for me.
Yeah,
cool.
And I think a lot of people are finding that. And there's a wide range of these devices, because there's a wide range of entry points for people. If you have not exercised in a long time, you may just want to get a simple activity tracker that counts your steps. But I would encourage you, for instance, I'm on the Fitbit website now, and they have a range of products. Buy up a little bit, because this is going to motivate you to work out more, and you want it to be able to be something you can grow into.
You got to understand how it works, though, first. You got to go to this Apple store and figure it out.
You wear it and you walk. It's really
cool. And then you run, and then you lift weights, and then you feel better. You look better, and you have a wonderful life.
All right. So there we are, the prescription for a wonderful life here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.